got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
We're live at a, should we say the name where we are?
Do you want
it's
to?
A girl's name. It's not a girl's house or anything. It's a restaurant.
And the lounge. Lounging in the corner.
Yeah. Just had a 2.572-pound burger.
I thought it was pretty all right.
You're right.
I could probably go for a nap, and maybe the jog tonight will not happen.
My Caesar salad, too. It had, I don't know what it was about the croutons, but they were magic.
Good croutons?
Yeah, good croutons.
I think croutons can make or break a salad.
You know what? I'm supposed to be off croutons.
No bread?
No. Well, just nothing that makes me fatter.
It's kind of the plan. So food in general.
Food in general.
So you're eating celery.
I need liquid.
Celery and watermelon.
All coffee diet, because I like coffee, and it wouldn't be such a hardship.
Except
I'd be a little more erratic than I probably already am. Got back from a road trip. One of the most fun things that happened on my road trip is I was going through a small town, and guy in a wheelchair was on the side of the road smoking a pipe and waving at me frantically.
Oh.
And I don't think he was on fire or anything, but he was just happy to be alive.
Oh, I was going to say, did you stop and see what the situation was?
Well, I was like in mid-transit, and then I kind of looked over because I was looking left, and I looked right, and I see wheelchair guy smoking pipe, happy to be alive, and, you know, one of those ambassadors that a lot of towns have. Did you have a unique one in the small town you grew up in?
No.
My wife had one in small town Alberta, and I think it was Hazel, and she dressed, she had a police hat, and she'd always greet everybody downtown and all, whatever, you know, harmless.
One of those double take situations where you look and then you look again real quick.
Lots on the agenda, but first of all, we left the world on a cliffhanger on our last episode, the wonderful wine episode with Tina Tuner.
Tina Tuner.
And Shelley Betcher, the wine author of Uncorked. It's a great series of books. And we were on the Tinderbox.
Oh, the Tinderbox, yes.
Right? Weren't we, didn't Tina help us compose a reply to the girl on Tinderbox?
Right. It was not Tinder, but it was a match something or other hyphen net. And we did compose a message, and I do have an update for you.
Okay, good. Are you going to spill now, or you want to save it?
We can spill now, because we're on the topic. So, basically,
do you want to do the intro? No intro. We're going sans intro.
Sans intro. So, how did we... Okay.
Sparky's love life update.
What she said was, she's too busy, maybe we'll find time in a couple weeks to meet up and go for coffee, lunch, dessert, whatever.
Serious?
And then Tina Tuner said, I'm just recapping.
Yeah.
She says, why don't we find an hour, right? Let's find an hour this week, we'll make it happen.
Right, oh yeah.
She replies, I get a reply, she says, good point, what's your schedule? Great, so I reply with my schedule, not knowing at the time until I was writing this that my week actually turned out to be quite hectic.
So you gave her an Excel spreadsheet, or what'd you do?
Yes, I did. Oh, I shared my Google Calendar.
So she knows you're organized. Oh, your freaking Google Calendar.
I didn't share
Are you working for Google? You're just shoving that agenda so hard.
I didn't shove the Google Calendar down her throat. But I laid it out. I was like, this is when it would work ideally. However, I will make time during the day. I will make time. I am wanting to do this. A day goes by, 2 days go by, maybe 3 days go by. Who really knows anymore?
Oh, boy.
I go to check. User has deactivated their account.
Oh, my God.
So there's that. She is gone.
That was depressing, that little speech there.
See, so hopeful, too. The first time in a long time, I was hopeful.
And she was, like, her picture was on there. She was beautiful.
She was gorgeous, but now she will never have
this. Is that
this.
The service, that the one that was friend or enemy?
No, that's Tinder.
Oh, no,
friend or enemy, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
That's Cupid, OkCupid.
Okay, yeah, that's scary,
so
that friend
she's
or
an
enemy.
Thing.
All right, well, jeez. Jeez Louise.
Now we're still looking for the right one.
Man, well, you know what? In a way, it's not like face-to-face rejection.
Yes.
It's still rejection,
yeah.
And I understand rejection is not great.
It took me a day and a half to get over it.
I can imagine. And a bunch of the rum that we got you for the birthday show. Okay, so there was something I wanted to get to. Oh, by the way, just a tip for everyone listening. If you eat a polar bear liver, you will die. Humans can't handle that much vitamin A.
Wow.
Okay.
Who knew?
Yeah, that's just the thing. And, I wanted to ask you this. I saw this question written down somewhere, and I thought it was a good one. Would you live with your parents slash parent again?
Again.
If you had to. Like, not had to, but maybe, like, you're going to save money, you're going to buy a house, say. And you had to move in for a year. Is that scenario viable in your life?
Yes.
It would be, eh?
It would be. It would be a possibility.
Yeah.
Would I prefer? No, of course not. I would not prefer not to, but now there is nobody at home. You know what I mean? Like, it's just dad in a house of 5 bedrooms.
Yeah.
He's got things on the go. He's got other properties to attend to.
He's a mogul. He's Donald Trump.
I feel like I could have some serious alone time, not rubbing elbows or be in constant company. So right. I think that's why I would make it work.
See, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. Well, mom and dad, it's not really even an issue now because they're in a small apartment.
Yeah.
And dad, it's a separate room situation because dad is physically not great. So he has his own special bed in the spare room. And mom's in the main bedroom there. I just went to visit them for Mother's Day, which was great. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to reconnect. And, you know, sometimes all they need is a little connection with the people they gave birth to, because mom looked so frail and not great when I went there.
Yeah.
But the more we sat and talked and everything, it was almost like the fountain of youth. She just started looking younger and younger, you know? And I thought that was sad and good at the same time. But they really got it hot in there, eh? The nickname for the apartment is Hell because it's all, and I mean, the
so
weather.
Hot.
Yeah, so hot.
No.
Like, controlling. I start peeling off. I don't want to be sitting there in my gaunch with no shirt and talking to my mother because it's not right.
Well, I mean, the older generations.
Hey,
you know.
I'm already getting chilled all the time, and I'm not even that old. Okay. A new study shows that almost nobody carries cash anymore.
Yep.
Those who do don't carry much. Roughly 8 in 10 people carry less than $50 cash in their wallets on a regular basis.
Just did a survey. I do not have cash.
I have $10 because I was forced to go and get coffee money because I went through the coffee card that I wasn't supposed to touch, and now I got the $10. To cover off the expenditure. Close to 50% of North Americans carry $20 or less each day, including 9% who don't carry cash at all, and only 7% carry more than 100 each day. Consumers prefer to pay with plastic, debit, or credit, or some other type of mobile technology.
100%. The only times I do the cash thing is when I am going to use, like, say, a cab.
Yeah.
I can see the cash for that situation. Although I think you can use
the bar. What about the bar? When you go to the bar, do you have cash?
Yeah. Obviously the bar to see the beer tab grill.
I like, you know what I like about the tab? Because not only is it more convenient for me, I settle up at the end, but it's also old school a little bit. Yeah, just run me a tab.
Put
it on my tab.
Yeah.
You know? I kind of like that tabbing thing.
The tab, I find when I have a tab,
you go overboard.
A lot more, yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas I have a couple 20s, when I'm out of 20s, I'm out of booze.
Then you're trying to scam a drink, and if you can't do that, you got to go home. According to new stats, the UK now has more billionaires per capita than any other country, and London has more billionaires than any other city in the world with 72, which is far ahead of its nearest rival in Moscow with 48. I wouldn't expect Putinland to have too many millionaires.
Never thought of that either.
A lot of evil drug lords or whatever the warlords there.
How does one become a billionaire?
That's, you save like a couple of pennies and don't buy gum.
Do you save?
And then it just adds up.
Is it actually saving, or is it like coming up with a great business plan / an idea? You know what really irks my skin? These people who are famous on YouTube who vlog about their stupid, boring life.
Yeah. Like, and then become famous.
They're going about their day like you and I go about their day, except they film it, they talk to the camera, they post it on YouTube, and they're famous. And
isn't that what we want to do?
Yes.
That's not about our, we want to be more entertaining than that.
Jealous, but like, I watched this one video, and there was no ha-ha moments at all.
I know.
Like, if you're funny, great, but...
And you know what? How disappointed we are in ourselves if we don't have, like, a lot of highlights in a single podcast.
Yeah.
Like, you listen back and you go, damn, we just weren't quite there, or, boy, that was pretty good. You know, I feel I don't know what those people offer either. Maybe other people with mundane lives don't want to be entertained. They want to have somebody mirror their own dreary, bleak existence.
I feel like I need to wash my face.
Okay, yeah, you're rubbing, doing a lot of rubbing of your head. Kirk Klavan had an audience with our number one listener, Kirk. And I'm telling you, I'm an idiot. Because I had the phone, my iPhone, on the chair arm, and we were having a late night rum discussion, and he was telling me the story of his washing machine going down and going to India in the call center for repair guy, and then and they live in the middle of the boons, right? So they got these repair guys coming out to the thing multiple times. And it was so funny. The bottom line is, on the second or third attempt with the repair guy, they had the secret filter compartment opened. He opened that on the bottom of the washer, and then, because they had a hole in their drum, if you can imagine, new washer, there's a hole in the drum, so there was water leaking through the drum.
Uh-huh.
You know? And so it's because Kirk figures it's because the boys never emptied their pockets from all their crap and then screwdrivers and change and whatever was banging around. So then they finally, it's still leaking, can't figure it out. So they unclog the filter, which is disgusting. He goes and washes that out. And inside that filter thing, there's like about $700 in loonies, toonies, and nickels and dimes.
You're on the verge of phone dying.
I know.
There.
And they're black. Like, it's all black, really? And he goes, I can't take this to a store. So they got him sitting in a bucket. I think my sister put vinegar in there or whatever, and then he was asking me if we should go hit some vending machines.
There you go, yeah, put the coin in and...
Oh, I want to tell you about an app. You got to get this.
Mm-hmm.
Adobe Voice. Free download.
Okay.
And so you can make those explainer videos and voice them yourself, blah, blah, blah. Adobe Voice.
Adobe Voice.
Write that down. I heard an interview with... about the life and times of Farley Mowat, who just passed away.
Yeah,
a great author or whatever.
Friends of the Owl or...
Yeah,
Friends
from Saskatoon.
Friends of
the... I read that one as a little kid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
a great
a staple.
Book.
Yeah.
I want to read that to my daughter, so I got to go find it at the library. But he was saying they have a sign up. He asked them, how do you write? Like on computer, laptop, whatever? And he goes, no, old school typewriter. Everything was written on a typewriter.
Really?
And he said they have a sign up in their house, him and his wife. It says, no Jehovah's Witnesses or computers.
I love it.
I think that was good, eh? Yeah, one other thing on my iPhone I wanted to do. Can we talk about Donald Sterling for a moment? He's been making the rounds, and basically, in a nutshell, if you don't know who that is, I don't know where you've been, but he's the guy who made the racial slurs in the NBA. The NBA is kicking him out, fining him $2 million, blah, 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 blah.
Yes,
now his wife is coming out with the story, not the assistant girl, but his wife, and going, well, you can't kick me out of the NBA. I'm awesome.
Yeah.
And he's an idiot.
She has 50% of the shares.
Probably, yeah, exactly. All kinds of legal wranglings for that thing. But then he went on Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
And everybody, I'm pretty sure, is familiar with Anderson Cooper. Here's Seth Meyers talking about Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling is still in the news. Today, Sterling sat down with Anderson Cooper and said he's made a horrible mistake and is asking for forgiveness. Though if you really want forgiveness, maybe don't apologize to the whitest person on earth. Anderson Cooper is absolute whiteness. If you're in a whiteout blizzard, it looks like you bumped into Anderson Cooper on the street.
Seth Meyers, I heard him on, you know, have you ever been driving and you get the FM station that's the actual TV station?
Yeah. No.
Ever happen?
No.
It's like 89.7 or something when I'm driving through Saskatchewan. I'm getting some TV network. And Seth Meyers, whatever show it's called, late show, later show.
Right, the nighttime.
Night, we're at nighttime. And I got to hear his whole show and Larry King was on.
Interesting.
Very cool interview in the middle of the night driving. I got home at 3 a.m. to Saskatoon, so it was a good...
Something
to keep me awake.
Is Larry King back on...
He's on Orca? No, Orion or Oracle. Oracle.
Internet TV?
Yes.
So since Piers Morgan got the boot, he's gone, right?
I think so.
Are they going to bring Larry King back, or are they just axing that whole feature altogether?
I'm not sure, because Larry's got a good thing going.
He's got a good gig. He's doing his thing, and...
And you know who... There was some other show I caught because I had SiriusXM magically out of nowhere.
Which, you know, like all of a sudden I'm pressing.
I don't pay for that, and it's good on a road trip. And it never. One time I tried to scam him and say, hey, can you hook me up? I just want to test drive to see if it's good, and then I'll take it probably. But that didn't work out. But this time I, you know, there was some goodwill in the air. And I heard this talk show host on Canada Talks is the network on Sirius. And Jesse the Body Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, he now lives off the grid in Mexico. He has solar panels, does his own power, everything like that. And it was kind of a weird interview, and he's kind of a weird guy. But the host was asking him if he's going to make a play to run for the presidency.
Right.
But he has to be written in on a ballot in all 50 states or whatever.
Really?
Otherwise, you can't get on the grid for that.
Interesting.
But he, as governor of Minnesota, I know I followed that for a while when he was in office there. He made major changes and rocked the whole thing. He was a rock star.
Good for him.
Okay, so what else? What else you got going?
I'm happy to announce that my Gossip Girl addiction is no longer
up top, brother. So the intervention that we did last week worked?
Only because I finished the entire show.
So there's no more seasons?
No more seasons.
Oh,
five
God,
seasons.
Thank God.
Five strikes were out.
Did you put that on your Tinderbox profile or whatever?
No, it's not on the Tinderbox. But now if the ladies want to talk about it, I'm educated. Because now I can say, I know who Gossip Girl is. The finale, the last season was off to a slow start, but then it started to kick up really well. I know this is years ago, but
yeah.
Just to quickly recap, I am surprised at who the Gossip Girl person is. Spoiler alert, I won't tell you because I wouldn't be that mean. But at the same time, everyone was like, you're going to lose your mind. I was like, I was surprised, but I didn't lose my mind. I was almost disappointed.
That's like that How I Met Your Mother finale.
Yeah,
like, that's just, you wait, and then it's bad.
Now
we can't talk about Gossip Girl anymore. Kirk's going to hit us both.
It's over, so now that is my Netflix. I'm not done with Netflix.
But it went up, by the way.
I'm hooked in for 2 years. I know the price went up.
But
if you're a subscriber like you're hooked at that price for two years.
At $8.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
Then it goes up by a dollar.
Like we were talking about the other day, it doesn't matter. I mean, hopefully Netflix isn't listening, but I'd pay like $20-$30 a month for that anyway because all the value's there. And there, that, what's her name, that talk show host, Chelsea Lately?
Yeah.
She's getting her own Netflix talk show.
Everyone
and that's going to be the one of many that's going to happen.
So that's good, yeah.
I got a bunch of stuff about cancellations and renewals.
Do tell.
Yeah, okay, so the crazy ones. I don't know if you ever
Never heard of it.
That was Robin Williams.
Oh, yes, with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Michelle Gellar,
that's
the vampire girl
or
whatever.
Yes.
But it started off fairly strong and then tanked big time because they saw it wasn't funny. And then it's so bad in this world because when we were younger, Robin Williams, icon.
He was mint.
He was the biggest star ever, and now he can't even salvage a TV show. CBS also announced the renewal of The Mentalist for a seventh season. I don't even know what that show is.
Vaguely familiar.
I just burped on the podcast. Gross. Comedies renewed by the network include Mike and Molly,
which
I've seen a few times. It's pretty
funny. What's her face?
Yeah.
Bridesmaids girl. What's her name?
Mary Madeline.
No. She's funny, though.
She's in Heat.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, she is
hilarious.
2 and a Half Men, I don't find that funny.
You know, that show needs to end.
Flush.
Let's
Flush. G.N. Sparky, give that one a flush. The Big Bang Theory, still going.
Still
the most popular comedy on TV. And it was funny when I watched it, but I just lost touch.
How long was school in this world?
I don't know, man. My son was distraught. Intern Scooby Sway, upset because Community got axed again.
Oh,
this is the second time
it got axed again, eh?
But somebody might pick it up from NBC.
Either another network or maybe another Netflix situation.
Yep, could be. That'd be smart if they did that, actually. Three more comedy series were ordered by NBC. One produced by Ellen DeGeneres, two by Will Ferrell.
Really?
So that could be interesting. What else is there? A batch of ABC comedies that won't be returning next season. The Neighbors and Suburgatory.
Uh-huh.
Along with Trophy Wife, Mixology, and Super Fun Night.
Oh, Super Fun Night. I tried to get into that because of Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, who's
She's
Rebel
in,
Wilson?
Pitch Perfect, Bigger Girl.
Okay.
She was in Bridesmaids. She was the roommate with the tattoo on the back.
Oh, supposed to, yeah.
Funny Australian, I think, is where she's from. Funny, but this show,
not happening.
No.
The Goldbergs.
Love the Goldbergs.
Renewed, baby.
Yes.
Up top. I got to get on into
the
that
show
one.
Is... You know,
I see on social media you're going, it just changed my life again.
A week or so ago, I sit down watching the episode of the Goldbergs, and I'm not even 5 to 10 minutes in, and I am laughing. Like, this show is so...
Because it's about the 80s, right?
It's so mint. And I can't even relate to the 80s.
Yeah.
But I can relate to the simple life back then.
Yeah.
But the acting and the story, this is so good. It is such a great show.
Modern Family. I'm embarrassed to say I lost touch with Modern Family because that is hilarious.
I haven't even tried, but I've
You've
heard.
Never
I've,
tried.
I've heard. It is on the list.
It will slay you, dude. It'll slay you.
But yeah, I got to get back to it.
I'm not surprised. I don't have time to watch TV anymore.
Sofia Vergara.
Also announced with ABC, they're bringing back Dancing with the Stars season 19.
Jeez Louise.
The Bachelor season 19.
I hate that show.
America's Funniest Home Video season 25. And Shark Tank season 6.
See, I don't know.
Shark Tank is it's the whatever Dragon's Den of the U.S.
Oh right, and right.
Two of the guys I think are the same on the show. Used to be anyway. So that's what's going on in the seamy underbelly of television. My son's the castle is ending, I think.
Or
the season is ending.
Okay.
Walking Dead doesn't come back till the fall. Neither does Justified. We just watched the last episode of Justified, which is great. And Nashville. I'm so behind on Nashville.
You catch up. This show, again, Nashville.
You got them all in your PVR?
No, I don't have them all.
I just delete go as rum I go. Up and go, oh, damn.
I delete as I go, but...
You do that because you knew I'd ask to come over and drink rum and
Do they air on CTV or...
They air online
City
only.
Or?
It's...
No. Yeah. What Canadian network?
Yeah, but...
Maybe?
I don't have TV. I only have Netflix.
Right. Jesus,
who are you talking to here?
Okay, before we move on,
yeah.
You got to get into Veep.
Yeah.
HBO, go and download it. I don't have that channel, but I've been downloading it.
Yeah. So what legal means do you use to download the show? Because we go to these. There's Couch Tuner, and the other one, and the dirty pop ups. Like the porno pop ups are on the sign, and that's my sign. Go Sawyer. Come on.
Is this like you're watching it on the browser, and the pop ups are there?
They're all continuously like.
Oh, geez.
On the side until you make the screen big. Like,
oh yes, that's awkward for everyone.
It is totally bad.
But I download files. Like I don't know if that's a good way, bad way. I just do it.
Okay, so you go save as
files, then they're on the computer, and then I it's kind of the long way with Veep because I download them and they save as a file I've never even heard of. But then for me to play it on my Apple TV, which is on my big screen, to stream it that way, I have to convert it. So the whole process maybe takes half an hour from download.
But
to
you know
conversion.
What? It's frustrating when you watch it streaming and it's buffering all the time.
Yeah.
And slow, and I freaking hate that.
So I make it a very conscious habit every Monday because it airs on Sundays. Every Monday I go do the search. There's the files because everyone's all about it, right?
Yeah.
And it downloads so fast and it is such a good show. Julie Louis-Dreyfus and others.
Intern Louis' computer, I think it'll be the next one we smash.
Yeah.
Because the management is getting epic. So when you're watching something, he's going, oh, I think it's heating up. So then you got to turn it and then put a book underneath it to get the airflow.
Yeah,
and then
the airflow.
It's like a whole thing.
What if you get like the laptop holder with the built-in fan? I've seen those things.
Yeah, I've seen that too, but I think it's got more problems than that. So I think we're just going to let it die like an old family pet or whatever.
But there is a lot of TV out there, and thankfully the TV season's kind of dying down.
So we can get outside.
I know.
You're going camping.
I'm going camping.
May long.
And it's always a gamble, but I saw this morning a local, not local, but north weather guy. He says the forecast has changed for this weekend, as I expected.
Because all day
would.
Today was saying it was going to be cloudy and rainy.
Cloudy, rainy, and then he's like
14 or something.
The outlook has changed. It looks like it's going to be drier.
Yeah.
And maybe warmer. Still a risk of showers, but at least it's, you know, looks like it's improving. So, I mean, the weekend's still a couple days away. You never know what's going to happen. The good news is, knock on wood, no fire bans that we've heard of.
Yeah.
I looked on the site yesterday, nothing there. And it's going to be good. I'm really excited.
So do you wait till you get to the site to get your wood, or do you bring with...
It's just easier to get it at the campground.
I know, but I bet you there's a way to just... Go with somebody and get cheap wood.
Because
it's $8 a bundle.
If you go commercial, like a gas station or a corner store, yes, you're going to pay up the wazoo. Let's say if I was camping somewhere near Dad's place, he's got a woodshed full of wood, and he would just say, take some.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I wouldn't have to pay anything. But, there
are
ways.
Too bad you didn't have if you had a half ton, you could just rifle it in.
Exactly.
There.
I don't really have the means of storage. We're carpooling with a couple buddies, and we got to have all our gear in there, and I don't want to deal with the mess of the wood, because you know me about mess. I don't do
it's
mess.
Not good. It's not
the
good.
Wood chips, and they'll never get out. And
I think I'm getting a car detail this week.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a
hookup.
I've never had one of those done, but I can only imagine it's like a teeth clean at the dentist.
Yes and no, because I've had two, in my
details?
Well,
or details.
Probably about the same, yeah. But the, because your expectations with a detail, and when you're paying $200-$300 is I want that thing looking like it came out of the GM showroom yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's not sometimes, well, in both my experiences, still crumbs, hair between the thing, and you go, no.
Especially when they charge that much.
Now I'm mad. Yeah. I can't stop thinking about our listeners in San Jose. If you are in San Jose and you are still with us, please put up a smoke signal. Shout out. We got Facebooks, Twitters, we got everything, every form of communication available. You can date Sparky if you want. Like, he's on all the social media dating sites.
And I keep a very active social schedule. Last week, I had two gala events. High profile, very Gossip Girl-esque style.
So you were in your tux. Did you buy your suit or whatever?
No, I don't have
a suit. I thought you were buying a suit.
I wore a nice black shirt with a red tie at the Heart and Stroke Gala.
Nice.
And then I went to another gala the next day, and I wore my dress pants and my blue sweater, and I got compliments. Ooh.
Here we go.
Here's a story.
This is good.
Here's a story.
Let's do this.
So,
what's happening?
A few months ago, I was at a local establishment with some buds. We're sitting in the booth, indulging, laughing, carrying on about politics and whatnot.
Yeah, so you're basically women repellent at that point.
So I get up to go to the bathroom. I walk past this table full of girls. They're all ages, older, younger, as in my age, like 20s.
And my grandma pinched your ass.
They stopped me. They said, hey, we know you. I was like, that's ridiculous. You don't know who I am. I'm a nobody. Except they knew who I was because they recognized me from my very high society appearances. And they knew my name, they knew where I worked, and I was like, well, this is awkward, I don't know anything about you. Small talk, I don't remember what happened. I went to the bathroom, I came back, brief small talk, went to my table. Sitting there, I was like, oh, that's nice, I got recognized. I tweeted about it. Attractive girl tweeted at me. So there was a little connection there.
You didn't think this was a big deal until the end. We did the Love Life update.
But here's, because I was at a high society gala event on Friday last week, and I'm enjoying, I'm mingling, I got my glass of champagne, because they get free champagne when you get in. And
thank you. We got coffee in the middle of the podcast. Good, thank you.
Can I have a nice tea?
Yeah.
Thank you.
He wants to try the iced teas. Never tried it.
So I'm mingling, dressed up, I'm looking good, I'm feeling like I could spend some money. I don't have money, but I feel like I could spend money.
You work hard, you got two jobs,
work
three
hard
jobs,
for
whatever.
The money. And then I get a tweet, and she says, I'm not stalking you. I was like...
Did you say she was stalking you?
I don't know what this means. Oh. Is she here? And then she says she didn't win the cake that she was bidding on. So then that gives a clue to me that she's at the same event as I am. And then I said... I don't know who you are, but I will find you and I will bid on your centerpiece. Because you were able to go bid on centerpiece.
Oh, I thought that was some sexual term, centerpiece. I didn't know.
No, center is an auction thing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sitting there waiting to hear back from her. Just some flirtation going on via the Twitter.
On public or direct message?
Public. Oh, okay. Public back and forth. She's an attractive individual.
Right.
And then I'm sitting at the table with, I'm sitting with the MCs, and so we're high profile, high traffic area. I turn around and... Look who's walking around.
Right behind you.
We shook hands for some reason. That was weird. But she extended the invite first.
But that's good.
We made some...
Shake hands is still cool.
We made some small talk, but she was with a guy.
Oh.
However, we don't think the females at the table and I feel that there was no relationship vibe
so
given off.
So it was her brother.
Brother or nerdy friend.
Or caretaker.
Or caretaker. Because they walk away and... I don't know about you, but if I'm with someone, I will put my arm around, hold the hand. I will do something, because that's what couples do, I think. I don't know.
So you grabbed her hand?
No.
Oh, my God.
But her and her guy friend walked away and still didn't seem very relationship-y.
Yeah.
My point was, I need to figure out what her story is.
Well, can't you research her and go on Facebook?
I know. I need to...
Did you go on Facebook?
I didn't yet, because now I'm just remembering that I need to.
Oh, my God. So this happened Friday.
Yeah.
This is now Tuesday.
Well, I don't want to be the creep.
Your follow-up is too lax. Your follow-up is like, it's a fine line between...
I mean, Tina Tuner.
It's a fine line between the creep and the freaking never get back to me ever.
Well,
like, you got him on the... You know how to fish.
I tried to fish her to the photo booth because there's a photo booth there. Am I right?
You should have got help with
that,
though. You should have got assistance
I know.
From those girls that you were with.
Tina Tuner needs to advise Stat. What do I do?
Send a direct message now.
So anyways, like I said, I don't know what her story is, but I need to pursue this further. This is the second time now in 2 to 3 months.
See, so it doesn't even say, like on my Twitter thing, it says I'm volatile, dangerous if cornered, and in a secret bunker in Paraguay. So it tells like a lot about me.
That means nothing about no.
What about her? She has nothing on
She's a librarian.
A librarian.
Views are not hers.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
There's only two places you could be a librarian in this town, and they're easy to go into, both of them.
So what you're saying,
hit the library.
I'm going there tomorrow night.
I want to get I don't think you go to the library at nighttime.
I'm going there tomorrow afternoon.
It's a mixer. It's a library mixer. Yeah, like, I want to go and get that Farley Mowat book.
Yeah.
And that's at the downtown one.
Yeah.
But
she could very well be
or
there.
It could be the RDC.
Or at the...
The Institution of Post-Secondaryness.
Of Learning.com.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's
my... Oh, that's amazing.
I just remembered this.
See, there's... You know what I love? We don't do anything else properly on this podcast, but we always accidentally hook them till the next episode with your love life crap.
I know.
You just remember
I don't even
stuff.
Know what's happening.
Man, now I'm excited about this story. Curiosity is going to kill me. Okay, this, I thought this was good. I'm going to end with this because we'll end on a high. Gross things you could find on your toothbrush.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Number 7 on the list, blood.
Oh.
6, moisture, which goes without saying. 5, candida.
Let's pause. Moisture is not gross.
If it's, it's not great.
Well,
I'm not a fan of saliva moisture. Anyway. At my house, by the way, we have a lot of people living in my Hutterite colony village.
Yes, 20.
And I said the other day, please, everyone, get your own cup and take your toothbrush to your room. Because I find in the morning that mine is touching someone else's. And we're continually getting sick. And I'm going, this is how we're getting sick. I'm not a doctor. I play one on the
don't
podcast.
Don't you have off the master bedroom bathroom?
Yeah, but that's taken over by my wife and my daughter, who still uses the main bathroom.
Whoa.
I'm the master, but I don't get the bathroom.
You and the missus should have access, and access only to the off-site bathroom in your bedroom.
I agree with you 100%.
What is this daughter situation?
I don't know what it is.
Kids these days.
What's
candida
is yeast or something. Like yeast infection kind of thing?
That's not good.
HPV?
That's
young girls got to get vaccinated for that, I think. That's a... some kind of virus.
And you've got a lot of girls in the
herpes
house.
Simplex type 1. You ever heard of that?
No.
Boy? That's the cold sore virus, I think. Number 2, food debris.
Oh, man.
And the number 1 gross thing that you could have on your toothbrush, E. coli.
So do you have a tip of what we should do after we use our toothbrush?
A lot of people put them in a drawer. Like my brother-in-law, I saw that. He had his in a drawer.
Yeah.
So you don't... Because, I mean, you got flushing toilets with mold spores and shit flying through the air.
I've thought about my toothbrush is too close to the soap dispenser, which in turn is too close to
the dirty
stranger hands.
Yeah, stranger hands. Because I thought about that. Because it's a show, World HQ. I frequently pee for some reason. And I was going, that is precariously close to the toilet.
But it's on the opposite side.
I like
side.
This song. What's this song?
Timber. Kesha and Pitbull.
Kesha and Pitbull?
Pitbull.
Oh, Pitbull.
I heard of Pitbull.
I know Pitbull, all
he's
his stuff.
He's Mr. Worldwide.
I love it.
It's a 305. Well, I think that was a good one.
I think we're done.
So like us on Facebook. You probably already do. Tell a friend. You know, no one is telling anybody anything about this show. That's what I don't like about it.
That's what I don't like about it either. And we are done talking.
We've got fans like Miss Cade and Chelsea M. They're all, your show is the greatest.
Oh,
thanks
how about
for...
Karak Hendrix?
Yeah.
They're like rock star fans. Kirk Clavin.
Yeah.
People who care. People who have
Mama Jude's. Come on. Mama
Jude. Shout out. And, and ADD Steph, and I'm not even going to get started on her. I haven't seen hide nor hair of her since episode 1.
And everyone's like, we love your episode. And I get texts all the time. Oh, I just caught up. I love it.
You know, call
tell
us.
Tell your friends.
Call us. Tell
spread the link.
Spread the linkage, everyone. And we are getting, behind the scenes, you have no idea what's going on. We're going
to
take over
the numbers. G-Fark and I'm trying to get
driving
the numbers.
Us crazy. And by the way, G-Fark, I didn't appreciate the tone in that last email. You know what? You still live with your parents. Don't give me tone on email. I'm coming over there. I'll fly to Montreal and slap you in the freaking bagels. Okay, so anyway, where were we at?
To recap.
To close out, I would like to say, there was one other thing. San Jose, shout out. Oh, who's awesome?
Oh, who's awesome? You're awesome. Okay.
Do you have any correspondence? Nothing to report on who's awesome, you're awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Since the birthday episode.
Except for the usual suspects are awesome.
So I'm going to check our Twitter.
Okay, Lord, where are we at for followers?
Lord, 81 followers? Like, that's an all-time high.
We're following 81 people. We've got 80 followers.
Oh, we got 80.
We literally have no interaction on Facebook, which we are aware of. Our last love was from Shelly, the wine gal.
Shelly Betcher.
And
let's make her awesome. She's awesome.
Who's awesome?
Shelly Betch is awesome.
You're awesome. And then how about this one from Chels Mad, Chelsea M. Enjoying the spring wine episode. It's a show pod. Always nice to have someone else tell me I'm awesome. So she heard her last awesome shout out.
Awesome.
So she's sort of spreading the word.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. Get viral, people. Get the virus all over you. Spread the love.
The Spring Wine Special is one of our, I think, best episodes ever.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So if you haven't listened to it, shame on you, and go listen to it. Because our hardcore fans, like ADD Steph, she tweets as well, just listened to episode 21 of It's a Show Pod. Golden, purely golden. Had me laughing the entire time. Love you guys. Hashtag Experience Regina.
So. Okay, so now I got to go retract my statement because I said ADD Steph, we haven't heard from her.
Yeah, well, we haven't heard from... Good news is that she's coming out west.
Live in studio?
Next month.
Live in studio.
Next month for the summer. So we'll make it happen.
It's going to be gold.
But my point is to recap. Share, tell friends, send us money.
Until next week.
Keep in touch.
Finger guns.